Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation is proud to present Philanthropy and Friends, the podcast that explores the positive impact of philanthropy and nonprofits in our communities, with your host, Jane Powell.
Hi, my name is Jane Powell. Welcome to Community Connections, brought to you by the Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation. This is a show showcasing community involvement, and boy, I've got something fun to talk about today. We have two guests. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jane. Thank
you. Todd Dorcas, you are a program officer, and we work together, so you're with the foundation. And Morgan Robinson, you are project manager for what we're going to talk about today. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk about this.
So we are going to talk today about the Appalachia Funders Network Gathering. Wow. Okay, so we're going to call it AFN. How about that?
There you go.
Appalachian Funders Network, AFN. Todd, tell me about AFN.
So, thanks, Jane. AFN is an association or a members network of funders in Appalachia, and specifically AFN focuses on Central Appalachia, which are six states within the Appalachian region, and they are West Virginia, Ohio, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Kentucky. And it's funders from the private sector, corporations, foundations, not so much corporations, but foundations, sort of a multitude of funders that come together. And we talk about and discuss issues that funders might encounter while trying to fund a project, or communities may have that in order to get projects done.
So those six states, those sound like the best six states to me.
There you go.
But yeah, that's great. So you touched on who makes up AFN. So it is people funding projects within that six state area, right?
Typically, correct, yes.
And they're all coming together, and they're coming to Charleston.
Yes.
Morgan, tell me about it.
We are so excited to be the host city for the gathering. This gathering takes place once a year, and it rotates across these six states. It has not been in Charleston for over a decade.
Wow.
And my, how many things have changed in that time period. So we are super excited to be featuring some of our amazing revitalization efforts, really putting in a lot of education for these funders and practitioners, and just showcasing the city of Charleston, the state of West Virginia, and the work that we're doing every day to make this a better place to live, learn, work, and play.
So they are coming to Charleston, and then it's the end of April.
Yes.
So it's a beautiful time. You know, gardens are starting to bloom, and our landscape is coming up, and our mountains are popping up, and everything's green, so that's beautiful.
Yes, spring and fall in Appalachia are obviously peak times to have visitors come in and see the beauty of Appalachia, the beauty of the Mountain State, and that's what we're going to be showcasing. So April 24th through the 26th, we're going to be hosting over 100 people from six different states, and really the goal is to educate, inform, and get people excited about what we're doing in Appalachia.
So we're going to talk a little bit about what they're going to do while they're here, but I guess we need to clarify one thing. So this is a gathering for Appalachia Funders members, and it is not something that's open to the public, but the public is benefiting from them being here.
Absolutely. The public is benefiting because we are going to be cheerleaders and ambassadors for the city of Charleston and other areas in West Virginia while they're here. So our citizens do have a job, and that is to be welcoming, to be accommodating, and to showcase what an amazing city that we have, and to showcase the revitalization efforts that we've put into making our downtown walkable, to our small businesses, to our arts and culture community, and to increasing the health and safety of our West Virginians.
Well said, Morgan.
Thank you.
And Todd, I know you have gone to several of these in different areas. Mm-hmm. Some of the towns that have hosted them.
So Asheville, North Carolina, Hendersonville, North Carolina as well, which is just outside of Asheville, Berea, Kentucky, Flat Rock, Hendersonville, Flat Rock, North Carolina, same. Athens, Ohio, and I think that's just to name a few right off the bat.
And right back to Charleston.
Pikeville, Kentucky, and back to Charleston. And we have a wonderful, as Morgan stated, we have a wonderful opportunity to show what we're doing and how sort of that the change in the narrative can really impact the community and sort of set the tone and vector for where we want to go.
Right. So while the group's here, I know there's a few tours that are happening.
Yeah.
What are they going to see, Todd?
So I'm going to take you through a brief overview of the Downtown Revitalization Tour in Charleston.
Sure.
And so we've got about 10 to 12 speakers lined up with their locations, destinations, and businesses, organizations that have relocated or located to the downtown area. And it's going to start with the Greater Kanawha Valley's former foundation at the Lee and Hale Street Triangle. And we were there for a number of years, probably, 2 to 3 decades almost?
I'd say probably close to 20 years, right.
Yeah, so we're going to start there, talk about how we ended up in the space that we're in. And as we do that, we're going to walk from all the locations, the 10, I think, locations are within a two-block area of each other. So we're going to start with our original location, and then we're going to walk to where we are now, and then we're going to sort of meander and pick up guests and some of the other speakers at some of the other locations, including the library, and we've got University of Charleston's Innovation Hub. Mm-hmm. We've got West Virginia State University Center on Capitol Street, and Fife Street Brewery, just some of the highlights that have really lifted the city up in the last couple of years.
So just two things I have to like comment about. Our former office, talk about revitalization, is now living
condominiums,
space, I guess.
Residential lofts.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then how about Charleston becoming like this education like spot where all the satellite offices are happening for higher education? That's really fun.
That is. I think it's a great opportunity for not only those institutions, higher learning, but to engage in our downtown communities and the businesses. And it's very intentional. So those are the things we're going to highlight on the tour, mm-hmm. the intentionality and the sort of the changes that have come with being intentional.
Mm-hmm. I know that's a big part of what you do at the foundation, so I'm glad that you're involved in the tours.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, and of course, we're going to showcase our arts, culture, and food scene. As Todd mentioned.
Okay, now you're talking.
All right, I know. I think that nothing tells a better story about a city or a region than their cuisine. So we're excited to showcase some of our local brewers. He mentioned Fife Street, of course, Short Story and Black Sheep. We have the Rock City downtown, of course. We love to feed people. Food is a love language, I think. So we're making sure that we feed our funders and our attendees very well. Mm-hmm. I'm looking into both vegan and gluten-free pepperoni rolls at this point as a snack. So we may even have some new items come out of this, but very excited to have this tour and following the tour to entertain. You know, Charleston does a great job of entertaining. We're such an artistic and talented city. So the vendors have two different options of where to do their sort of after-hours entertainment.
Okay.
The first is at the Clave Center with their Cecil Walker Jazz Series featuring Bob Thompson, one of the most amazing West Virginians, such a talent, West Virginia Music Hall of Fame member, of course. We love Bob, and what a better ambassador for the arts in the state of West Virginia.
Absolutely.
So we're excited to be working with the Clay Center for the Arts and Sciences to get people into that performance and to see that amazing talent, that legacy that he is leaving behind. We also have a short film, King Cole, going to be playing at the Underground Cinema, the Floralee Cohen Cinema downtown. So if you're not a jazz person and you're more interested in independent films, we're going to be working with them to showcase that film as well. So something for everyone, really showcasing Appalachia, West Virginia, and the talents right here in our area.
And the Underground Theater, how cool is that?
Such a cool theater. Of course, we're going to make sure that they get a good look at Taylor Books and the art galleries there while they're making their way down. But it's such a wonderful, unique little venue. Mm-hmm. Of course, home for the West Virginia International Film Festival. Right. And what a great story that is to tell as well, that we have this beautiful, tiny theater right here on our, you know, on Capitol Street. So excited to showcase that and working with the volunteers of that cinema as well.
Oh, really fun. And you said over 100 people. We're expecting over 100 people in town?
We are expecting over 100 people in town. And you're going to see them. As Todd said, we have our open air tour that's downtown. We're also going to be going to Clendenin to talk about the revitalization efforts after the fun, and on the west side to look at all the amazing work that's been put into the west side for those small businesses, healthcare, and arts.
You guys have thought of everything.
That was the idea, Jane, and there's a lot going on. So everything is everything.
Yeah. So what do we hope that happens? What do we want these 100 people to do? We want them to come back, bring their families, but they're taking home ideas?
Right. There is
they're
that.
They're sharing ideas with us too?
That's right. We're going to showcase sort of what we're doing, but there's also the opportunity for them to be a part of Charleston, mm-hmm. whether it's through visitation or through a return trip or maybe a relocation. But also to take ideas back, you know, whether it's some development ideas and downtown revitalization, to working with organizations and collaborating with others.
Yeah, that's great. And I think they will. It's always fun when a group gets together, ideas start flowing and everybody learns something, right?
Absolutely. We're benefiting from their attendance and we're benefiting from their ideas and their inspiration as well. So this is such a win-win opportunity for our region.
It sure is. I know you guys have been working a long time on this, but it's here. So it's happening again,
The 24th through the 26th.
So soon.
The Wednesday through Friday that week. So you'll see us running around. Be sure to put those smiles on, be friendly, and showcase what you love about our city.
That's right. Because when they're in Fife Street or when they're in Taylor Books, I may be there. Someone watching might be there. We want to welcome them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure. And tell them all the reasons that we love being here. So that's exciting.
Yes. We're so excited.
Yeah. So again, it's the Appalachian Funders Network, a six-state organization that are bringing 100 funders to Charleston. It's been a few days. Thank you all so much for the work that you're doing and for getting them here and showing them a good time. Charleston will hold up our end of the bargain, I'm sure, and make them fall in love with our cities.
Thank you. Yeah, excited to be an ambassador and a cheerleader.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for joining us. This has been Community Connections, brought to you by the Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation. We'll see you next time.
For more info on the Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation, visit us online at tgkvf.org.